Well, good morning, people. It's a fairly early morning here in the UK, and it's damn cold. Now I'm going to talk a little bit serious here today. Normally I'm quite humorous. At least I think I am. But humor is a very important trait, because it helps us get through some difficult times. And we are in difficult times. And there's people I've met that seem to not have a sense of humor. And they're just miserable sons of bitches, as far as I'm concerned. But us older MGTOW guys have noticed a change in the MGTOW philosophy. It's more prominent online, of course. And change is a good thing, but it seems to be watering down the meaning of MGTOW. And we seem to be getting all these so-called MGTOW experts, who mostly know all the answers, who are probably half my age, and I've been MGTOW longer than they've been alive. But they know all the answers. They must do, because they're telling you what it's all about. And like I said before, MGTOW is different for every man. But the closest things I can think of them to be is like these preachers. Do you remember those preachers that mostly came from the US? Well, they call them evangelists or something? And they would go around, even on TV, and they would preach to this large congregation. And telling these people what right and wrong is, and how these people should live their lives. And they got very emotional about it all. And they made a pile of money. Until, of course, they were found out to be charlatans, really. Their limousines were full of call girls and drugs, and quite a few of them got knocked off the old pulpit. But it seems amazing to me that these younger people know all the answers about MGTOW and about pheromones, when in reality, of course, there is no definite answer about it all. Because in one situation this could happen, and in the other situation that can happen. You see, a real MGTOW man doesn't preach to anybody about it. He just does what's good for him. And he certainly doesn't know all the answers, because nobody does. And you also seem to have these sites with these guys, they're dating experts. I don't know, is there a university course for that? Can you go online and do a course? Maybe get a PhD in it. The dating game has always been a turkey shoot, and it always will be. Hopefully I don't come across as a preacher. I just try to make sure that men are awake and aware of the feminine nature, because they've been lied to. And if they weren't lied to, I wouldn't have to say anything, would I? So if a guy is talking sort of a MGTOW type of way about femmes, and he's quite old, I mean, I don't know, maybe 106, and he just talks about his experience with femmes, and he will also come across he doesn't know all the answers either, then that's the guy you really want to listen to, because they usually are true blue MGTOW. But it's funny, you don't see too many of them online, do you? You get these young men who think they know what they're talking about. Some of them even still have spots. You see, MGTOW is a philosophy, not a movement. It's not there to change the nature of a femon. It's just there to realize the nature of a femon. And though you're awake and aware, you can still get screwed over. So young men, and all men really, be aware of the people that seem to know everything. When if you think about it, about 5 years ago, or maybe a bit more, they didn't even know what MGTOW was. But all of a sudden, they're experts. To be honest with you, like I said, the dating game is a turkey shoot, and so is life. And here endeth the lesson. Let us pray.